VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A new intercontinental weapon that can fly 27 times the speed of sound became operational Friday, according to Russia's defense minister. The Russian president, Vladimir Putin, has described the Avangard hypersonic glide vehicle as a technological breakthrough comparable to the 1957 Soviet launch of the first missile. The new Russian weapon and a similar system being developed by China have troubled the United States, which has pondered defense strategies. The Avangard is launched atop an intercontinental ballistic missile, making it much harder to intercept. The wreckage of a helicopter carrying seven people to one of the most rugged and remote coastlines in Hawaii has been found along with remains of those on board. The County of Kauai's Fire Department Battalion Chief Solomon Kanoho.
Out of respect to the family members, tell you is that it was located in a steep area.
Kauai, Hawaii's fourth largest island, features sharp mountain peaks, jagged cliffs, and tropical rainforest. The UN General Assembly approved a resolution Friday strongly condemning human rights abuses against Myanmar's Rohingya Muslims and other minorities, including arbitrary arrests, torture, rape, and deaths in detention. The 193-member world body voted 134-9 with 28 abstentions in favor of the resolution, which also calls on Myanmar's government to take urgent measures to combat incitement of hatred against the Rohingya. This is VOA News. A U.S. civilian contractor was killed in a rocket attack on an Iraqi military base near the oil-rich city of Kirkuk Friday. Several U.S. service members and Iraq personnel were also wounded. The U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State said in a statement, adding that Iraqi security forces would be leading the response and investigation into the incident. U.S. officials said, on condition of anonymity, that the service members were lightly wounded and believed to be back on duty. The New York Times has obtained videotaped interviews with Navy SEALs who served with Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher, in which they present a very dark portrait of their platoon leader. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Evil, toxic, and perfectly okay with killing anybody that was moving. Those are some of the words and phrases members of Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher's SEAL Team 7 Alpha Platoon used to describe him. The recorded conversations with agents from the Naval Criminal Investigative Service are part of a trove of materials the New York Times obtained related to Gallagher's prosecution on war crimes. In a statement through his lawyer, Gallagher calls the accusations blatant lies from six disgruntled SEALs in his platoon. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A Spanish Coast Guard vessel picked up a boat carrying 24 African migrants in the Atlantic Ocean Friday. Reuters' Emma McCarthy.
24 migrants from Africa have been rescued after being picked up by the Spanish Coast Guard in the Atlantic Ocean on Friday. The vessel brought the migrants, including two babies, to the Canary Islands port of Gran Canaria. The Coast Guard said all those rescued were in good health. Earlier on Friday, a German NGO ship rescued 32 migrants from an overcrowded rubber dinghy off the coast of Libya after receiving an emergency call late on Thursday. The CI rescue ship is now en route to the Italian port of Lampedusa.
That's Eamon McCarthy reporting for Reuters. The new year is just days away, and all eyes will be on New York's Times Square for the annual ball drop. We get more from AP's Julie Walker about security measures.
Thousands of police officers, 175 blocker vehicles, heavy weapons teams, bomb-sniffing dogs, radiation detectors, drones, helicopters, and even boats. NYPD Chief of Intelligence and Counterterrorism, John Miller.
Times Square is probably going to be the safest place on the planet Earth on New Year's Eve, because nobody else puts that kind of effort into an event like this.
Police Commissioner Dermot Shea.
We currently have no specific credible threats directed toward any of our events. Still, I'm going to ask that members of the public, as always, remain vigilant.
Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.